This is an Alert USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. This Week in Security News. On six occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding a range of safety and security matters. Most important for this report, on Thursday, subscribers were some of the first in the U.S. to learn of a security alert issued by both the U.S. and British embassies in Moscow, Russia, warning that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in the capital to include concerts. Both embassies have warned their citizens to avoid large gatherings over the weekend and to be aware of their surroundings. The warning came after Russia's Internal Security Service, known as FSB, carried out a raid on a cell of Islamic State militants operating in the Kaluga region, located southwest of Moscow. The FSB reported the cell was plotting to massacre Jewish worshippers at an unspecified synagogue in the capital. Russian media carried video of the raid showing dead bodies alongside guns, ammunition, knives, and, as reported, components for improvised explosive devices. Russian officials said the attack was being planned by the Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as the Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. Earlier this month, the FSB carried out a similar raid on suspected ISIS fighters in the Muslim-majority region of the Caucasus, killing six. Several other embassies in Moscow have subsequently warned their citizens of the same threat. Of particular note is that from the German Foreign Ministry, warning citizens against visiting border regions of possible attacks on public transportation, as well as possible drone attacks on Moscow and its surrounding regions. Listeners may be asking themselves, just how many Americans are still in Russia after all of the sanctions, State Department travel warnings, threats, etc.? The answer is, quite a few. In fact, a report published this week by Fortune magazine lists more than 300 U.S. companies still operating in Russia whose businesses contributed more than $750 million in profit taxes to the Russian government in 2022 alone. Do you think Russia wants those businesses to leave? Nope. But the U.S. government does, and just 2 weeks ago, the State Department published a report outlining the serious legal, financial, and reputational risks associated with continuing to do business in the Russian Federation and in Russia-occupied territories of Ukraine. There are also a variety of government-to-government interactions which are not so easily set aside as a result of the increasing tensions. For example, this past Sunday, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket thundered away from Kennedy Space Center carrying three NASA astronauts and cosmonaut Alexander Grebenkin on a flight to the International Space Station. On March 21st, Soyuz mission MS-25 will launch from Baikonur in Kazakhstan with American astronaut Tracy Dyson amongst the crew of four. This collaboration alone requires dozens of Americans to be in-country between the management presence at the U.S. Embassy as well as support personnel for launch and recovery operations. Also this week, after nearly two centuries of neutrality and non-alignment, Sweden has completed all of the requirements necessary to become a member of NATO. Following 18 months of delays while Turkey and Hungary held up ratification and negotiated for concessions from other alliance members, the final hurdle was overcome Monday, with Hungary's parliament giving its approval. The development is a major blow for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who had sought to prevent any further strengthening of the alliance. Sweden brings to NATO a well-equipped, well-trained military, over 100 advanced Gripen fighter jets, a modern navy which includes submarines, as well as a technologically advanced defense industrial base. In travel security news, in addition to the security alert from the U.S. Embassy in Russia, on Tuesday, Alert USA subscribers were also informed of a security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Israel, reminding U.S. citizens of the continued need for caution and increased personal security awareness throughout the country. Listeners are again reminded that multiple European nations have increased their terrorism threat levels since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas. In addition, next Tuesday marks the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, a time typically associated with fasting, prayer, and good deeds. But historically, it is also a time of martyrdom and intensifying attacks on one's enemies. If you are headed to Europe for business or pleasure, you would be wise to maintain a high level of situational awareness when in public. Listeners are also reminded that a U.S. State Department worldwide caution is in effect, warning of the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or other violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The State Department is urging U.S. citizens who are outside of the country to exercise increased caution, particularly in locations frequented by tourists, and to get registered with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you are in or planning to visit. This is as simple as heading over to the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program website at step.state.gov. In addition to U.S. government travel guidance, it is also highly useful to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and UK governments to see what those nations have to say about your destination, as the content of security assessments can and do vary widely. Links to those foreign government sites can be found in the weekly Threat Journal email newsletter. If you are not a Threat Journal subscriber, simply visit threatjournal.com to sign up. The publication is free, and a copy of this week's issue will be immediately sent to you via email. If you would like to receive Homeland Security-related threat and incident alerts on your mobile device, such as those mentioned in this podcast, visit alertsusa.com. AlertsUSA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of breaking incidents of national significance, as well as any new alerts, warnings, or advisories impacting the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. This has been an AlertsUSA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, March 9th, 2024.